Welcome back to yet another edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Muerta Podcast Network. If you're just tuning in for the first time, some people call me Ben, and I also write an online column about Santa Cruz, California called The Weekly Dump that I publish every Thursday over on www.santamuerta.com. So before I jump into the human septic tank, otherwise known as Camp Bernal, I want to first thank all of you fine folks out there who took a minute to sign the online petition in opposition of a ragtag, volunteer-run, mobile needle handout service that gives out hundreds of free needles to the junkies in Camp Bernal several times a week. They're like the ice cream man. Stop them when they're passing by. Will they drive an old ice cream truck around and ring the bell when they come around? With a trail of drug-addled zombies chasing after their little truck of death and despair until they can score their free goodies? It's enabling. It's both redundant and unnecessary. It's the primary reason we find needles everywhere in Santa Cruz. It's already undermining a current county program run by professionals by doing it anyways with no state certification or permission. Now they want permission? Permission to piss off. So the response to the petition I created has been loud and clear, a resounding no to this application. When I last checked and compared the battle of the petitions between common sense and idiot compassion, the score was 1,874 to 89. I'd call that a public mandate. And there was an article this week in the local San Lorenzo Valley paper about the impact of this mobile needle handout and what it would have on one of the proposed locations near the Felton-covered bridge, which has suffered for years with drug transient issues and is located in a park used by families with children. Years ago, the city of Santa Cruz shut something similar down. It operated for years at a local laundromat near Barson and Bixby Streets until the neighbors and the city council had enough and brought about code enforcement to shut it down and outlaw it in the city limits. Destroyed the neighborhood for years. Filled the area with junkies. Junkies fresh with clean needles. And in need of money for their next fix. That was probably 7 or 8 years ago. And here we are again. In worse shape than we were then. And we're still talking about this dumbass idea. If you haven't signed the petition yet, please do. It's easy to find over on santamuerta.com. Let's end stupid now. Speaking of stupid, the human septic tank that refuses to leave still refuses to leave. And I guess they'll have a few more days to dig up their stashes. But I wouldn't give them much longer than that. You can pretty much stick a fork or a dirty needle in this sty. It's all but done. Seems like now it's more a matter of who gets to save face, who gets the brunt of the blame, and who gets shut down. I'd say the judge, the city, and the squatters in that order. The judge should have found no merit and just tossed this case. The Ninth Circuit appeals ruling really upset the apple cart to the point that judges are afraid of being overruled, which makes them look bad. So this judge did what any judge would do in a civil suit, where they would rather not have to make a decision. He kicked the can into mediation, thus hoping for a negotiated settlement where he's taken out of the picture. Hopefully the city's attorney is confident in his and the city's arguments, and he stands firm. which seems to be the case. The city is conceding nothing. They're offering alternatives. The squatters just don't like the alternatives. You can tell that the camp people are already backpedaling based on this camp cleanup they're trying to organize for today. Talk about putting lipstick on a pig. And this bad mom organized cleanup, where will they put all their trash? In city-supplied trash bins that the city pays for and hauls away. Keep biting the hand that feeds you. And really, we all know we can't believe anything bad mom says. She's got to be one of the biggest narcissistic liars in Santa Cruz. So it makes perfect sense to see her hanging with the other attention-seeking grifter narcissists in town. Bob Noyes, check. Keith McMuffin, check. Phil Poser, check. It's a who's who of failed progressives. At least Brent seems to be smart enough to avoid jumping into this clown car. It's too bad that the city always lets itself be intimidated by anyone who threatens lawsuits. I've heard this so many times from so many different people. Former city council members have told me this. The only thing Martin Bernal is truly good at is keeping his job by trying to maintain the status quo. His job security is ensured through pandering, deflection, and punting problems down the road, hoping they fall off the public radar. Only sometimes, like with homelessness, they don't fall off the public radar. They get more magnified. And that's when we get ourselves in trouble, when he actually tries to do something and ends up making the problem worse. And the seemingly perfect storm they're in the middle of needs to be laid on the doorstep of our new Compassion First police chief. That camp should have never been allowed to congregate from day one. All of this really started when Mills decided to make some big public proclamation about suspending the no camping laws, which basically gave a subgroup of people the carte blanche empowerment they needed to basically ignore our other laws as well, with little to no repercussions. There's plenty of blame to go around, but it's the big three I always come back to. City manager, city attorney, and police chief. Three Stooges made this mess. So I'm going to take a quick break and refill my cup. Enjoy a little music while I'm gone. Be right back.
Fall. I've seen this dark road. Maybe it's just me, but then troubles seem to follow me home. There's nothing that 12 pack won't fix. There's nothing that the whiskey won't cure. Nothing like the first sight of my baby when she comes, walking through my door. I remember things aren't so bad. January through December, and everything we share. So let's just go, let's just be free. Let's just head out on the road, just you and me. Let's just go, let's be free. We'll get there eventually. Well, you gotta understand, baby, that I'm just a man. And I maybe seem to go a little crazy at times, but now I'm just trying to find some time to unwind. I ride around, cause I'm glad your mind is so I'm gon' sit back with a six pack, Joe's crack, open the can, and I'ma kick back off the shoes, gon' toss the blues. Let the world keep delivering some awful news. I won't get lost with you, leave your no soul with you. When the time, summer, spring, then fall with you, ain't no one gon' get you. Do you get the whole picture? I'm tired of this place, so let's just go. Let's just be free, let's just head out on the road, just you and me. Let's just go, let's be free. eventually. So let's just go, let's just be free. Let's just head out on the road, just you and me. Let's just go, let's be free. We'll get there eventually. Just go,
the six pack just crack.
Let's just be free.
Kick back,
let's just head out on the road.
So I'm gone,
just you and me.
Back with a six pack.
Let's just go,
just kick back.
Let's be free.
Just off the shoes, gonna toss the book. I'm out the world, keep delivering some awful news. I won't get lost, just get lost.
Unfiltered by Ben Dover on the Santa Mierda podcast.
Okay, I'm back. And I was talking about Camp Bernal and the Three Stooges that created the perfect storm of bad public policy and the litigation that follows it. In case you're new to what's happening here, this past week, the city took legal action to shut down Camp Bernal. A local judge in Santa Cruz on Monday approved the action to declare it a public nuisance and force it to be evacuated, until a non-local judge in San Jose, unfamiliar with what this place actually looks like, put a hold on that ruling the next day until he could rule on an injunction a bunch of squatters and criminals brought against the city to stop the closure. Then on Friday, we tried to dump it all on a mediator to find a compromise solution. But yo, if you knew what the hell you were dealing with here, you'd know we aren't long past any compromise solution. The city has no reason to budge on their position. They're correct. They have time, and they have the financial resources to play this out as long as the squatters and bad mom want to play this little charade. The city's playing with house money here. The other side is broke and playing with Bob Noyes' trust fund donations. I have no doubt that sometime on Monday, this judge will defer to the decision of the local judge, the fire chief, and all the declarations from the city, which mean much more than the stuff written in crayon from the other side. Bernal did publicly confirm the temporary homeless campsite at the Benchlands will close next week due to upcoming events. But they plan to open up the shelter on River Street by the end of this month. Now, given the timing of all this, I have to wonder if the new Benchlands camp will ever actually open. All the time and money spent to set that place up might have been a complete waste if we tear it down next week after never using it. Fool and his money are soon parted. And here's a hilarious quote from City Manager Martine Bernal. Quote, "The fire hazard is considerable. It has gotten even worse with the dry season. So it's a disaster waiting to happen." Unquote. Gotten even worse with the dry season? He doesn't know we're just coming out of one of the wettest winters we've ever had. A disaster waiting to happen. It's been a freaking disaster since day one. It's been a disaster for almost 2 years now, going back to the original Camp Coonerty. Talk about clueless and a lack of self-awareness. This is the guy running our city. The hearing will continue in federal court on Monday at 10 a.m. in San Jose. Judge is expected to rule on whether to keep the temporary restraining order in place or allow the city to go ahead with its plans. Here's what I see happening, and you can call me right or wrong in the coming weeks. This week, the judge in San Jose will rule in favor of the city. The city will again give people 48 hours to get out of Camp Bernal. By that time, the River Street camp will be open and taking people in. Only when and if that camp actually fills up and the local shelters are filled up will the city add more space anywhere. And if that's needed, they'll keep the Benchlands area set up for now just to please the courts. But they won't need it. The number of people willing to accept the rules will never exceed the existing capacity we have available for them. As for people unwilling to accept rules of behavior or the laws we have, they can hit the fucking road as far as I'm concerned. But we have space for them here too. It's called the county jail. And if our police chief starts enforcing the laws again, we'll be able to find adequate shelter for them too in the county jail, even if it is on a rotating open turn style basis. They'd have a place to sleep, it's indoors, and they get hot meals and showers. Sounds better than what they have now. So time for another quick break. When I come back, I'll talk a little bit about what's coming up in the next week's dump. Be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to Unfiltered with Ben Dover on the Santa Mierda Podcast Network.
So coming up in the next Weekly Dump, sure we'll be talking more about what the judge decides on Monday and finally put this Camp Bernal madness in our rearview mirror. Also notice a well-written Facebook posting from a woman named Sarah, who I think runs a local volunteer-run mental health group. She talks about frustrations we can all relate to and offers her own suggestions. I just thought I'd share a quote from her here. Quote, "There is a huge, huge drug problem in Santa Cruz. There is a huge problem with heroin and with meth. Meth is the worst drug I know of, and I was certified as a drug counselor years back. I am 29 years clean and sober. I have never done meth, and I'm grateful for that. What I see, meth changes people. It may make people violent, and is tied statistically to greater likelihood of homicide. There is a meth epidemic in the town of Santa Cruz," unquote. She's right. I'd encourage everyone to read the whole thing if you're on Facebook. It's posted on a group called, quote, "Santa Cruz Looks Like Shit," unquote. Yep, it's really called that. Just search for it. I should also have a new Vibrantly Honest podcast available in the next few days. Sat down with my friends Melissa and Sharon, and we spent some time talking more about the needle problem and the impact on the community. So hopefully I'll get that out soon. And that's going to do it for me this week. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Be sure to check out the Weekly Dump every Thursday night over on santamierda.com. And you can listen to all the previous Unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play. And I also set up a new podcasts page on the Santa Mierda website with all the archived podcasts, so you can find them all there. I'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. Don't forget, we get what we're willing to tolerate. Adios. One step at a time, don't be living on the line. I don't need a friend. I got more than all my mind. Sunshine in my brain, making everyone complain. Radio in the heart, don't be being so strange. If I'm losing it, baby, where have you been? Everybody says that you're moving again. I don't want to be right, baby, every single line. I can tell you what time. It's making me nervous.